It's 6:45. I'm Anthony Morneau with KRWJ News. New Mexico's Legislative Finance Committee recently made its budget recommendations for the next fiscal year. I talked with New Mexico Voices for Children's Executive Director, who says the recommendations fall short with early childhood care and education in the state. James Jimenez is Executive Director for New Mexico Voices for Children. I want to thank you so much for joining us. The Legislative Finance Committee recently released their budget recommendations for the new Early Childhood Education and Care Department to allocate $390 million. I'd like to hear your thoughts on what you feel state lawmakers have recommended for this upcoming legislative session and fiscal year.
Thanks, Anthony. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you again. Well, as always, you know, the legislative session will be exciting, and, you know, we're looking with optimism, really, to the recommendations that the governor made. And when you compare those, though, with what the Legislative Finance Committee recommended, particularly around early care and education programs for children in the state, you know, the LFC budget really comes lacking in our mind. It really doesn't provide the kind of support for our children and families that I think most people in the state would acknowledge that we need if we're going to continue to move this state forward.
Where specifically do you feel it falls short?
Yeah, well, one of the areas we'd point to was in child care assistance. The Legislative Finance Committee has been very critical of child care assistance programs in the past, and I think largely unfairly so. They've been evaluating them as education programs, but the problem with that is that we have not funded them as education programs. We've really funded them as what we would call a work support program, and if we're going to evaluate them as education programs, then we need to fund them appropriately, and the LFC budget clearly does not do that at this point in time. I think what the governor and the new secretary are trying to do is reconcile that difference between child care as a program where kids have a safe place to go while their parents are working or going to school, with child care being an integral part of our education system in preparing children for kindergarten. But we're not quite there yet. There's still a lot of work that needs to be done, and you know, I think that the governor and the new secretary are on the right track. Unfortunately, the LFC is not on the right track at this point in time.
How do you feel that this new department, Early Childhood Education and Care Department, can really give some sort of oversight on this issue in our state so that we're offering quality care in New Mexico at such an early age?
Yeah. Yeah, good question. And one of the things that we're really excited about is the new secretary, I think, comes to us with a huge, huge background and a level of experience in helping to use data to really inform how programmatic offerings ought to be evaluated. And so we're really excited about the opportunities that are being presented by her and her, hopefully her new staff gets appointed fairly quickly here, to really help us evaluate that. But really, one of the things that they can best do is set uniform standards for all programs, whether they're being privately provided or publicly provided. And again, we had voices, I think, would support the notion that we have to have a mixed system, meaning that there has to be a place for private, either for-profit or non-profit providers, and there has to be a space for public providers like the public schools. But the new department then can set up and establish the new parameters, the new expectations, and the new regulations that will allow all of these programs to be successful and establish what the expected outcomes need to be, and then figure out how do we evaluate them to ensure that we are going to achieve those standards.
So in order to really offer quality education at such a young age, you have to have the right staff and educators in place as well. Right now, what are your concerns in 2020 looking forward in regards to really having a trained and qualified staff to carry this out?
Yeah, we really haven't reconciled that issue yet. And one of that's one of the major differences right now is the concerns that we hear from private providers all the time is they can't keep good staff because the public schools, for example, if they're in a community where a person has an opportunity to either work for the public school in an early care program or a private provider, that oftentimes the public schools can offer much better benefits and a salary than the private providers can, and we need to fix that. I mean, if we really value children like we say we do, then we need to value the people that are providing those basic services, and it shouldn't matter if they work for a public school or a private provider. The private providers need to be able to provide competitive salaries so that they are not training young men and women to do this kind of work just to lose them to another employer because that employer can pay better salaries or provide better benefits. That, I think, is going to be a major effort going forward.
That was James Jimenez, Executive Director with New Mexico Voices for Children.